Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me today is Naomi Ellis from Zorro Print and Signage. How are you, Naomi?
I'm very well, thank you.
So tell us, what is Zorro Print and Signage?
Well, we're a small business that's been going nearly 2 years now, I think. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I pretty much run it, and we do anything that you can put your name onto, pretty much. So from business cards to car signage to promotional products.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So where are you based?
We're based in Osborne Park, mm-hmm. but we have customers from Rockingham, Mandra to Yanship.
Right.
And actually over east now too. So we've pretty much gone national now.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start at the beginning. You said you do things. Is the business card the smallest thing?
Well, even key rings and things as well.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about business cards. What are we seeing on trend at the moment?
At the moment, if you want to spend that little bit of extra money, you can get your cards done in a Scodex print, which is enlarged, and you can feel it, and it's got a lot more colour, and it's also got a velvet feel on the actual card as well.
Okay, so Scodex.
Scodex,
so
yes.
Sort of bubble raised.
It is, that's correct, yes. Yes.
Okay. Mm. So we've kind of moved on a little bit from some of the previous most popular
yes,
finishes.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people still happy to do that, but a lot of people are trying to be a bit more different to everyone else, so they spend that bit of extra money and they get something that's really out there and people notice it.
Having the business card is quite competitive, isn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah. Everyone looks at each other's business cards.
Yes. Yeah. What about size of business cards? You know, you've got the traditional size, mm-hmm. and I have seen some, you know, skinny, you know, different shapes and sizes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Why are we doing that?
Well, most people stick to the regular size, but I guess people want to stand out even more by having a different shape. Again, that's a cost factor, so I think that's also why a lot of people don't do it. But a lot of people get the rounded corners. I actually like that.
Mm.
One of the other ladies from District 32 has got a little circle because she's doing a cake business. So I like that. I just worry that you're going to lose it. That's the only thing. But I like it. I reckon it looks cute.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like a rectangle. You can pretty much do anything mm-hmm. these days. But, yeah, cost factor.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Now, is the brochure dead?
I don't think so. I mean, it's not as popular, but I still think it's handy to use in your business because pamphlet dropping and stuff like that, I still think's good. I mean, I still look at my brochures and stuff.
Mm.
I think, yeah, still good, and then it's shows a bit more about your business.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully it entices them to contact you as well.
So what's the most cost-effective flyer pamphlet that a small business can use?
Most likely the DL, double-sided. Yeah, it's probably most cost-effective and not too extreme. I mean, you can do your A4, but some people can't be bothered.
Well, the DL, that fits straight into the postbox.
It does, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what are some tips about what to include on this flyer?
Just keep it simple. So your logo, your business name, and then exactly what you do in your business so that if they are needing someone in that type of business that you run, then they'll know who to contact and then find out more from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Should you have a special offer?
Special offers are great. A lot of people don't seem to do that as much, but I think because Perth's been a bit tight at the moment and not a lot of people are giving things away. But it definitely entices people, I think, if you are able to do that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are some other things we can do in terms of not just printing but signage. What are some popular things at the moment?
So at the moment we're doing a lot of rear windows, the one-way vision, mm-hmm. which is very popular. Great advertising, it's cheap. And driving, if you're driving around all day, why not? I mean, we've had our car fully wrapped, so that stands out even more. I love it. Yeah. And I've had quite a bit of business from it. But again, keep it simple. People can't drive along reading everything on your car, so just your logo and your name and your website and phone number normally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in terms of impact, what gives the greatest impact on a back window?
I would say colour.
Mm-hmm.
I think colour's a good thing. And, yeah, try and look different to everyone else. Don't look exactly the same. Some people just have, like, a point form and I do bookkeeping and point form. You want to stand out from everybody else, I think. Mm. Be different.
Okay. Yes. And what else? We've got some other things. What if you travel around a little bit and you do, you know, speaking engagements and those sorts of things? What can we use there?
Okay, pull-up banners are brilliant for expos and travelling because they are put into a little, well, they collapse into a little bag with handles, simple to get around and really easy to put back up again.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular and they're very affordable too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also have promotional products with your name put on them as well, which
what,
are very
what
good.
Sort of promotional products are we talking here?
Main things are pens. People still do pens, but we're also got available different things like speakers, like your Bluetooth speakers, better pens. Not your normal one. I think if you're going to do a promotional product and you've got that bit of extra cash, to get spend a little bit more money and get something with your name on it, that's something they'll keep. Because a lot of things, they just get it and they throw it away.
Yeah.
So you can get little battery chargers.
Is that right?
Yeah. There's some really nice stuff out there now. And it's a big difference to, you know, if I get something good and it's got someone's name on it, I keep it and then I'll remember them too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the calendar to give away at Christmas time?
Yeah, a lot of places, mainly real estate, still do the calendars and magnet calendars.
Yeah.
We actually had a real estate do it on a mouse pad because you still use your mouse pad and that, and they had a calendar on that.
That's a really great idea.
Mm. Yeah, that was a good one. I liked that.
Yeah.
Something different.
So you mentioned with the pull-up banners, they're not very expensive.
No.
What sort of price range are you looking at there?
They're $126 plus GST, and that includes your artwork as well.
Is that right?
Mm.
So you show what your logo, your branding and that sort of thing, and it sort of transfers?
That's right, yes. Okay. I've had a lot of people inquire about them because they've gone and done expos and said, oh, I felt left out. I didn't have one.
Yeah.
And they've a lot of people now think they're designers and make up their own designs now. And it's actually more complicated than they think.
Yeah.
And they put everything in there and you go, oh, dear. And then we help them out and then they're hopefully very happy with what we do. But, yeah, we know what we're doing and people love it.
Yeah, yep. That's what I always say. Mm. You know, if the car needs fixing, take it to the mechanic.
Exactly, exactly.
All right, what else do we need to know about our branding and what is available?
Well, with us, branding is, like, we just love startup businesses because we really want to help them get out there.
Listen, talk about one of these businesses that you're really helping at the moment. That's a very important cause.
Mm. Well, we've got quite a few regular customers now. One's Cryotonic. He's on Albany Highway. And we loved helping him start up, actually. So we did his shop front, his wallpaper.
So what is Cryotonic?
It's one of those machines. I don't know how to explain it correctly. But you, it's like a little chamber, but you're not inside. Your head's out and it's blowing cold air on you and it's like minus 140 or something. I got my teenage son to do it after footy. He didn't like it. But apparently it's meant to help your muscles and repair.
Oh, yeah. You know, Tony Robbins, he swears, you know, he has a one that he takes around with him.
Yes, yeah, no, it's amazing.
For recovery, yes.
Yeah.
And there's also Side Effect.
Yes, Side Effect is a foundation, 3 fathers have started on their own back. Preston from Churchlands High School.
Preston Bridge, yeah.
That's correct. His dad's the one who pretty much found it, and he's got David Hobbs on board and Chris Waterman from the Eagles.
Mm.
And so we're helping them with signing their bus and doing flyers and things and helping them get it out there to all the schools so that they can educate all the students on the dangers of synthetic drugs.
Mm, yeah.
They're trying their best to get out there and they've got no funding.
No.
And the government doesn't have any money, so...
Well, they launched, was it 2 weeks ago, the official launch?
Yes,
they've got their bus and they
had
the Churchlands High School.
Mm.
They're off to Mount Lawley High.
Yes.
So they're trying, you know, spreading the word through the high schools, educating the children and the parents.
Yes, so they did a parent night as well at Churchlands, which we went to, and it was really good.
So all their signage is courtesy of Zorro.
Yes, yes, and we're still trying to get it more out there. They're now actually involved with, I think, Rio Tinto. Because a lot of adults, especially up north on the mining, are using synthetic drugs. Because it doesn't stay in your system.
You can't detect it on drug tests.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's a big problem. So, yeah, we're really happy to help them out.
And how important do you think it is for small business to have those philanthropic sides to them?
I think it's really important. I mean, people, if you're seen to be helping and giving back, I think it helps your business. I mean, it's not, we're not doing it just for that reason, though, obviously. When we looked at who are we going to help out, like put proceeds to some, you know, you always think of, you know, breast cancer and stuff, which obviously is very good cause as well.
Of course.
But we thought we'd do something more local to us, and we've got teenage boys, so it's close to us. So then once we started this and got it out there, people talked to us about it, and it all comes back pretty much. So we're helping them, everyone talks to us about it, and then we've actually had a lot of businesses go, how do we go about doing things like this? Because they want to be involved, because they see it's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, and the signage is beautiful, you know, on the bus and everything.
It is. It's looking good.
Yeah, it is looking great. It is. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on District 32 Radio. What's the best way people can connect with you so they can get involved with your wonderful business?
Okay. Well, we have a website or even through District 32 they can find us. And also, yeah, just looking up the name Zorro with an X, just to confuse it.
X-O-R-R-O, that is.
Yes.
All right, thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. Naomi Ellis from Zorro Print and Signage.
Thank you.